Flying Tree, 1967. The idea came to us when we'd captured a bunch of VC that had tortured some men in the unit. They'd gotten separated, and we heard their screams all night long. The next day we found them mangled. Luck was with us, and as we overran their machine gun nests, three of them were knocked silly by a grenade, but they were otherwise unharmed. That's when we discovered grenade stuff. I spoke fluent Vietnamese, and I grabbed the first one to find out troop positions and movements. I went, "Ha dang, me fast, warning that while we go, I." He looked at me and said, which loosely translated meant, "Stick it in your ear." I said, "All right, you want to stick it? Robinson, hand me one of them M79 fragmentation specials." I said, "Last of all, I'm going to die." Which means drop trowel. I took that fragmentation grenade and I dipped it in chicken fat. And I took that bang and with a mighty shove, I wedged it deep. Tied to the pin, I had a length of monofilament fishing line. I took my rifle, I pointed it at his back. I said to him, "You still want to keep silent?" "I die, but why, die, die." He said, "Why, who's up, oh, oh." I said, "All right, take off." And blam, I fired a round at his feet. He started running as I played out that fishing line. When he got about 25 yards away, I got to the end of the line and bing, that little pin came out. He took another 15 steps. I held my ears. Man, oh man, talk about jet propulsion. He went end over end through the air, spilling viscera as he went to land in the bushes. All the guys went, "Holy jeez. Man, oh man." We had one funny guy in the unit who said, "Boy, when I go, that's the way I want to go." I said, "Shut up. Bring me the other one." Sure enough, we grabbed the second VC. I said, "Hi, that why, die." He said, "Why." I said, "All right, your funeral, drop him." In went another grenade. I said, "All right, there, take a hike." And sure enough, he went galloping across that clearing. Until we got to the third one. I knew he was looking a little wily as it was. I could tell that he was going to try something, but I liked it, because that added a little excitement to the play. Sure enough, I got the grenade in deep. I'm about ready to grab the fishing line. When he kicks me in the guts, I double over, and he takes off running. Everybody's screaming and yelling. All their guns were leaning against trees and stuff. And I'm thinking, "My God, this guy's going to get away with a grenade launched." Well, you know, at the last minute, I dove for the line, and I caught it, pulled the pin out, just as another unit was coming across the clearing. This grizzled old veteran saw the VC run and said, "Hey, will you look at that pervert VC commie running with his pants down? He wants perversion. I'll give him perversion." He ran over, grabbed him, and started... I said, "No, Sarge! Sarge, let him go!" Well, wouldn't you know it? The VC's body absorbed 99% of the force of the blast and the shrapnel. The Sarge, while thrown for quite a loop, was miraculously unscathed except for some singed costal foliage. Needless to say, we left him feeling pretty proud of himself because we couldn't tell him that we were grenade stuffing. He might have turned us in. He just had a big grin on his face and a story to tell. To this day, his wife doesn't understand how come whenever they hobble, he's always wearing his helmet and flak jacket.